open your Bibles to the book of 1 John tonight, the book of 1 John chapter number 2, and I'll begin reading verse number 18 tonight. And I want to just preach as the Lord directs our heart. He began touching my heart in the afternoon hours and want to try to just be obedient to Him. I know maybe this morning done a little bit of plowing, I guess you might say, and I'll just go back through the field and disc it up tonight. Amen. Get those big cloths busted up and we can get some good seed sowed in it. Amen. And I appreciate God's word. I do. I need it. I don't know about nobody else, but I need the preaching of the word of God, and it helps me. Amen. I know that in myself I'm nothing, just rotten to my just old rotten flesh, but I'm glad the Lord saved me and He put His Spirit in me, gave me His word to guide us, and I thank Him for that tonight. 1 John chapter 2, you're well and able to stand tonight. 1 John chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in verse number 18. What a powerful book, this book of 1 John. It is written to the child of God. I believe that. I believe He's writing to saved folk, and He tells us a lot of things. And we're going to look at something tonight that every church faces and goes through. And I believe the Lord will help us as we look at the word of God tonight. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 18. The Bible said, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist should come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You again for the good singing tonight. Lord, how it has ministered our hearts, how it has brought our attention and our affection upon You. And Lord, You are all that matters. Lord, there's nothing more important than You. And Lord, I pray tonight, may we leave out of here saying what a great Savior we have. Lord, help us now speak to us in the Word of God. I pray You give me a traveling mind in the Scripture. Give me unction of the Holy Ghost that I might preach. And Lord, save that soul nearest hell that's in this place tonight, or that one watching by internet. I pray for the people of God that You'd strengthen, that You'd help us. Lord, I pray put a hedge about each individual, every home, and about our church, that we might serve You and bring glory to You. Lord, we love You because You first loved us. And all You do, we thank You for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 19 tonight, where the Bible said they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, just a few minutes on this subject of why people leave church. Why people leave church. Now I'll tell you, I've been preaching 31 years now. As I even travel preaching meetings, I have a lot of pastors come and say, preacher, so-and-so was here last year. They've left. This has happened. That's happened. And with all honesty, sometimes you wonder why things happen like they do. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you something. It don't matter where the church is. It don't matter who the preacher is. There are people that just leave churches from time to time. Now, there are some reasons to leave one. If it ever changes in doctrine, you ought to kick your dust off your feet at the door and never go back. I mean that. I wouldn't hang around a place that changed on their doctrine, didn't stand on the Word of God anymore. You need to be in a place where they do. Amen. Hey, if there's a moral issue and it ain't getting fixed, amen, especially in the pulpit, you need to get out of there. Amen. Those are reasons to leave a church. But I'm afraid a lot of folk are leaving, but they ain't for the right reasons. Amen. Folk fall out real easy in our day. And I began thinking, boy, God began touching my heart. Because listen to me, I know we've been in a transitional time and God's been a blessing. But I promise you, if the Lord don't come in 10 more years, there'll be some fall by the wayside. It just happens. I don't know why. I can't answer all that to you. But I do know that some things go on in people's hearts, and things can go on in their minds, and they'll leave a church, a good, fundamental, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Now, most time they leave a good, fundamental church, they don't go to another fundamental church. They go to a more liberal church, a more modern church. Man, we're seeing that happen a lot in this day of the mega church, where it's come as you are, do as you please type mentality. But ladies and gentlemen, in the Old Testament, they couldn't approach God around that tabernacle and temple just any old way. God demanded holiness. Why would he not require holiness of us now? Amen. You say, but preacher, grace has saved it. Yeah. Hey, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Yeah. But it didn't stop there. It said that same grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we live soberly and righteous. Where? In this present world. Oh, friend, today I thought this verse is a powerful verse. Man, they went out from us because they were not of. Why do people leave church? Well, let me say, first of all, quoting this verse, because they are not saved. Amen. That's what he said. He is dealing with somebody in that verse that's never been born again. They don't know, though, they went out from us because they were not of us. You say, preacher, you believe that's the case of everybody? No, I don't think it's the case with everybody, but I believe it's the case with a lot of folk. Amen. You see, a lot of people tonight have got the garments of a Christian on. Amen. They have the gab of a Christian. You don't know what that word gab is. They talk a good talk. Amen. They have the gestures of a Christian. They know where to sing and how to sing and when to wave their hand and all these things. They have got the appearance, but no possession on the inside. They have never been born again. They're lost, though they are religious. Amen. You remember the parable of the sower, about the ground, the different soils. There was one particular ground that the seed fell. It sprang up real quick. Man, it came up in a hurry. But when the sun came out, it scorched it because it had no root in it. Hey, it was a shallow profession. It looked like they got, but they didn't have it. And friend, listen to me. Everybody says they get saved, don't get saved. You say, oh, preacher, how many get saved? Them that really get saved. Yeah. Amen. Hey, I promise you this, the night the Holy Ghost convicted me, I was not stopping short of getting born again. I wasn't interested in what everybody else was doing in the church. I didn't care how many hypocrites was on the pews. I didn't care what my mom and daddy is going to do with their life. I knew I was lost. I knew I was going to hell. And Christ was my only hope of salvation. And I repented. I turned from sin and self to God. Matter of fact, I got on God's side against myself. Amen. That is Bible repentance. Oh, hey, you don't repent, you won't get saved. Amen. And a person never wants to repent till they get under conviction. That's right. It ain't just a numbers game we're at. We want folk to get born again. Amen. We find that some leave because they're not saved. They've not got born again. Amen. The Bible tells us over in the book of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I'm going to say it again. You can have the garments and the gab and the gesture and go to hell. With my heart, I wouldn't want anybody to go to hell off the pews of Gateway. If you're here lost tonight, and no doubt in the congregation this size, there is someone right here tonight. You're lost, you know you're lost. Hey, I ain't out trying to make nobody down. We're just talking about where you are in your heart, and you know it. You're lost without God. You need to be saved. Amen. Oh, friend, the people get out of church because they just never really got saved, some of them. Amen. Hey, let me look up here. Everybody listen to me. If your salvation can't get you regular to church, I'd be real worried about it getting you to heaven. Amen. I'm going to say that again. If you're what you said you got is salvation, cannot get you regular to church, I'd be worried about it getting you to heaven. When I got saved, listen, I believe in a new convert class. I believe in training young Christians. I sure do. But without anybody giving me a new convert book, with me without sitting down in a Sunday school class, anybody saying anything to me, the night I got saved, that Tuesday night, I got saved at home. Amen. Got saved after a family altar. In my heart, I knew tomorrow night's Wednesday. I knew I was going to church, and I wanted to go to church. Amen. And it's been that way ever since. You say, preacher, ain't you ever laid out of church? I have. I'm ashamed of it, but I have. I got one of them places in my young life. I got out of the will of God and wasn't serving God like I ought to. But I found that one Sunday when I laid out and was with a friend of mine, everywhere I went, I run into a clock. Amen. About the time I looked at that first clock, it's 10 o'clock, and the Holy Ghost said, you're supposed to be in Sunday school. Amen. Wasn't my mama, wasn't nowhere around. It was the Holy Ghost living in my heart. Amen. I tried to shake it off. We went about our business a little further. Wasn't long, run into another clock. And it was 11 o'clock, and the Holy Ghost said, where are you supposed to be? Oh, yeah. Well, are you hearing me? You say, oh, help me. I'd be worried. Hey, about 11:30, run into another clock. Holy Ghost said, where are you supposed to be? Matter of fact, he went further. He said, your man of God's about to get in the pulpit, and he's going to look over that congregation. You sit in the same place every Sunday. He's going to look and see you're not there, and it's going to worry him. Amen. Hey, what happened? The Holy Ghost moved in me when I got saved. That's right. I believe saved folk want to go to church. Oh, yeah. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. But that folk get out because they never really got saved, some of them. Amen. Well, they may look like, hey, what happened? They went back to where they were before. I thought about something over in the book of 2 Peter. Man, what a strong verse this is. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, he said, but it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog has turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Hey, hear this plain country language. A hog is a hog. I know they got potbelly pigs for pets now. Don't understand that, but they got them. Bathe a hog or a pig all you want to. Put a bow around his neck. Give him a place at your table if you want to. But if he ever gets a chance to run back to the hog pen or to a mud hole, his nature in him is going to drive him back to what he is. Amen. Hey, I promise you, a lot of folk are trying to get out from underneath conviction, but they've not repented and they've not got saved, and they just go back to the old life because they never got born right. Amen. You say, preacher, that's too straight. Well, straight preaching's understood. Amen. They'll leave church because they're not saved. Then let me say number two. Some will leave not only because they're not saved, but some will leave because they are not scripturally sound. They are not grounded in the Word of God. Being grounded in this Bible is more important than what you realize, I'm afraid. This Bible, friend, listen, this is your guide. This is the rule book. This is the how-to book. I'm amazed at church people of our day. They will buy everybody's how-to book. I go to the average Christian bookstore and they make me sick. I about said puke a gut wag, but I'm afraid I'd feed you, so I'd just say sick. Amen. All you see is a how-to book. It ain't got nothing with walking really with God. It's just a little story. And then everybody claims to have faith. If you say you got faith, why, you write a book, they'll put it in a Christian bookstore. Faith in who? Faith in what? Don't really know. But they got faith, preacher. Amen. Well, listen to me. The important you be grounded in this book is so you don't get blown about with every wind of doctrine. Amen. It is so that you are established when the storms of life come. If you're not, you're going to be blown from here to yon. Amen. Hey, this Bible is important. This scripture, hey, it is the strength you need in facing the obstacles of life. You see, let me say first of all, hey, they're not scripture sound, because listen to this. The Bible will keep you straight. This book will. You get in this book, and it's going to tell you and show you how to live. Amen. A lot of folk, they said, preacher, I want to know the will of God. And here's the problem. You don't never pick your Bible up but at church. Hello? Amen. You never read it on a regular basis. How are you going to know the will of God? Well, preacher, I want to know the will of God. Well, he speaks through the Word of God. Amen. This Bible will keep you straight. Oh, preacher, I want to live right. I want to. Well, get in the Word. Amen. Hey, the psalmist said over there in Psalm 119 and verse number 11, I thought about this verse a lot today. He said over there in Psalm 119 verse 11, he said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. You want to stay out of sin? Stay in the book. He said over in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's, this word will show you where you are and where you are going. Amen. Hey, if you're not scripturally sound, you're going to be all over the map. Amen. Hey, I ain't a mean preacher, but I'm preaching dumb, because I'm telling you, this is one of the greatest and important messages you're going to hear, not because I'm preaching, not because of an outline, but there's some of you, you are saved, you really want to serve God, but I'm telling you, you're never going to be successful, you're never going to be victorious until you get in the book on a regular basis. Amen. There's some right here you ain't never read your Bible through. Amen. There are even some preachers that stand in pulpit, ain't never read a Bible through. Hey, this is the source, this is our material. Amen. How in the world are you going to preach something you don't know? How are you going to witness about something you don't know? Amen. Hey, the Word of God will keep you straight. Hey, let me say this, the Word of God will keep you stirred. I see this a lot. I see it all over the country. And I hope we don't sit here, but it could. I come back, you hear people, well, services ain't like they were. Yeah, it just, you know, it just ain't the same. You know why you like that? This book ain't in you. This book will stir you up when there ain't nothing happening at the church. Amen. Hey, listen to me. If you think I feel excited every time I walk in this pulpit, if you think every time I preach I feel something, I'll sell you beachfront property up in Asheville. Amen. I don't always feel nothing. These times I'm dragging. I walked in here tonight. My mind, I feel like I'm in a fog. But you know what's been going on since service? The Word of God has been a stirring down in my heart. Hey, it'll stir you if nothing else is going on. Jeremiah had such a time in his life in Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. He said, then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was with forbearing and I could not say. What helped Jeremiah? It wasn't Israel. Israel's in apostasies. Hey, it ain't nobody coming by much saying, Jeremiah, I love you. That was a good message you preached to us. Oh, no. It was the Word of God that was down in Jeremiah's heart that stirred him up when nothing was going on. Amen. Hey, you need to learn to shout on the book. That's right. Hey, I have a big time when I go to church. I do. Why? The book. Give me the book. Hey, it stirs. Hey, when you're not sound in the scripture, hey, I promise you, you're going to always think stuff's a mess. I know Christians that, I'll be real honest, I think they live to find the devil under every bush. Amen. Always something negative. Always something bad. Get in the book, praise God. There's something to shout about. Amen. Oh, the world's bad. It is the last time. But hallelujah, Jesus is coming. Amen. Hey, that being sound in scripture, get in that book. It'll keep you straight. It'll keep you straight. I thought about this. Man, them disciples after the resurrection. My, I thought about this in Luke chapter 24 and verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he taught with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Hey, this Bible will stir you when there ain't nothing going on. Amen. Hey, I know, listen, I'm emotional in my worship. And I ain't ashamed of it, and I ain't got any inclination in my mind of changing it. Amen. But again, it ain't all based on how I'm feeling. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I say amen when the Word of God just read. Because, hey, it's helping me. The Scriptures, they'll keep you stirred up. Let me say this. The Bible keep you settled too. Amen. Over in the book of Colossians, I thought about this verse. And I got dwelling on this earlier today. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. He said, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and build up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know what? If you ain't real sure about some doctrine, if you ain't real sure about your life, this Bible will settle it. There were some doctrines in my life that, as a boy, because I have two different denominations in my family, that caused me to question, caused me to think about a lot of things. And there came a time in my life that I finally said, well, Lord, this is what this one said. This is what that one said. But, Lord, all I really want to know is what you said about it. And, Lord, it don't matter what Mama said or Mama said. Lord, I want to know what you said. And if you said it, I'm going to believe it. It settled me. It established me. You see, people are leaving because they're not scripturally sound. They're not grounded in the Word. Hey, they are Christians who can't take the meat of the Word of God. You've got to give them milk all the time. Well, listen, a baby needs milk, yes, in them early days. They come the time, you got to start giving it more than milk. Amen. That child will get weaker and weaker and die if all you keep doing milk. It needs something that'll help it grow. Amen. Hey, they leave church because they are not scripturally sound. You need to know what this Bible says and stand on it. Amen. Hey, they lead because they're not scripturally sound. Then they're not, some are not saved. Let me say number three. Some people leave church because they are seduced. What do you mean? In 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, here's what it said. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Hey, there are all kinds of seducers in this world. Amen. Let me say, first of all, the spirit world seduces. That's right. We find over there in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1, and now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Why, preacher, why? Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Hey, you listen, look up here. You better understand something. The devil can speak to your mind. He sure can. He can put something in your mind, get you believing it when it ain't even true. Amen. Hey, just give you a real simple illustration. How about that? You ever been in a room, walked in a room, and these people stand around, they're looking around as they talk, and then they look over at you and they bust out laughing. Have you ever thought they're laughing at me? That ever entered your mind? They're making fun of me. They're laughing about me. Here's the whole truth. They looked around, wasn't paying you one lick of attention. They were laughing about some joke somebody told them right then. You know what really is going on? The devil's speaking in your head, and he's trying to stir something up, trying to get you sidetracked, trying to get you out of whack. I'm going to make a statement. I ain't being mean, but I do mean to bust your bubble. You ain't that important. Everybody in that room, you are not the center of attention. Amen. It does all good to learn that. Amen. Hey, but the devil, can he put that seed thought in your mind? He can do it. Amen. Well, he didn't act right today. He may be not feeling well. Amen. Hey, we need to understand that there is seducing spirits in our day and doctrines of devils going on. The Bible tells us over in the book of 2 Thessalonians as well, in chapter number 2 and verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed the same. Hey, he talked about being deceived. Hey, those seducing spirits lie. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to lie to you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, listen to this verse. Listen, look in it. Go to your Bible. Go to your Bible. I want to show you a verse. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. You need to memorize it, underline it, read it every day. Here's what the Bible said in 1 John 4, 1. Beloved, so he is speaking to saved people. The Bible has never called a lost person a brother. Amen. It don't call them fellow laborers, fellow soldiers. If he's talking lost, he is talking to saved people. Beloved, here it is. Listen, believe not every spirit. Don't believe our spirit. Well, what do you? But try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out in the world. He said, listen, you better be careful believing every spirit. He said, believe not every spirit. What was it? Listen, but try the spirits. Now that word try, listen to me. I want you to get this. Get this good tonight. That word try there means put to the test. It means to approve. It means to discern. It means to examine thoroughly and fully. It means to prove. That word try. Now listen to this. The word try there does not mean to sample. Okay? The word try does not mean sample. That's right. You know, you go in somewhere and they got food that's here, try this. They're wanting you to say, that ain't what that word try. That word try says you better test it. You better really examine it well. Well, preacher, how do you do that? Two things, how you try anything. Number one, the Holy Scriptures. Number two, the Holy Spirit. If either one of them say no to you, and by the way, they'll always agree. Amen. You better listen. That's right. Because the Word of God is right and the Holy Spirit can't lie. Amen. Hey, you better understand, they are seducing spirits in this world today trying to lure you. Put things in your mind that's not really there. Amen. So we see the spirit world seduces. Hey, society is seducing. That's right. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The world is seducing. The world wants you to think you're missing out. The world says they're living it up. That's right. They'll spend millions on a 60-second commercial. Amen. Show you a beer can. Show you a big party. Oh, yeah. Come on over. It ain't going to hurt you. It'll help your kidneys and all the other lies goes on. God help people. That's all I know to say. They're slack. They're not going to show you what that can lead to. I think every beer commercial ought to be followed by a 60-second public service announcement about the end result of alcohol. Amen? When it's ruined you and wrecked you and took everything you got. Amen? Hey, I'm telling you, the world is seducing folk out of the house. Matter of fact, you know the world is really the ones that's got churchy. They're the ones keep saying, you got to offer something to us. You got to have something more than just that singing and preaching stuff. That's right. You got to offer us some little coffee shop. And you got to offer us little games. And you got to offer us all this entertainment. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Entertainment won't get you to heaven. It'll entertain you into hell, but it ain't going to get you to heaven. That's right. Hey, but singing and preaching, the Holy Ghost will take it and begin to convict your heart with it that you can repent and be saved. Amen. They're trying to tell us you can't have church like you used to have it. That's what they keep saying. I'm going to tell you something. This way works. It's right. Amen. Hey, understand the world is trying to seduce you. Try to get you Hey, everything on television glorifies sin and puts anybody that talks about God down. Every one of them shows out there now. Even the one quote with religious things. God help us. God help us. And people feeding on all that. What as the world seducing people. Amen. Hey, let me say this. I'm trying to hurry, but I'm trying to help you. Not only the spirit world society, but sinners are trying to seduce you. There are still Corus and Diotrephes out in the world and even in the church. That's right. You don't need to listen to that old preacher. That's just the preacher. More of the man of God go to preach. Oh, that's just Brother Dave. That's just the pastor. That's just the preacher being the preacher. No, it's your man of God trying to keep you from making shipwreck or trying to keep you out of hell. Amen. Hey, sinners are coming. Everybody listen to me. You be real careful with this crowd that's always wanting to pull people to their self and away from the man of God. Son, you better mark that. Flags ought to go up in your head and your heart. Because they ain't right. God works in the church through the pastor. That's who does the preaching. They're going to be in rebuking done. It ought to be out of the pulpit. Amen. Oh, that's right. Oh, but hey, they're trying to get people. You beware of that crowd. You mark them, the Bible talks about. Amen. Hey, we find that they, some leave because they are seduced. You can be saved and get seduced. Amen. You can believe a lie. Amen. Oh, why do people leave church? Well, number four, I'm about done. Number four, they are snared. What do you mean, preacher? They're snared in sin. You see, understand this. It always begins with you playing with sin. That's where it starts. I'm not going to get in it deep. I'm not going real far. I'm just kind of curious. I just want to look into it. And as you begin look, it don't really look like it's really that bad. And you just begin playing around with a little bit. Oh, it ain't going to hurt. I'll quit this anytime I take a notion. Huh? How many folk in this world have said that? I'll just quit when I want to. Playing with sin. Then there's that pleasure of sin. And you listen to me, hey, there is pleasure in sin. It's a season, But it is, hey, it will thrill your flesh. Oh, yeah. Don't you ever think you're so big you can't fall. Because you get playing with sin, and you'll start enjoying the pleasure of sin. People that have got their lives really messed up and sexual immorality and in dope and alcohol, it didn't start out with all the stuff deep. This all, it began with just playing and then getting that little thrill off of it. A buzz with alcohol and dope. All that sweet talk that crowd's been laying on you real thick. Amen. Hey, that play and the play, but then there's the paying for sin. Amen. There is pleasure, but it's for a season. And be sure your sin will find you out. There is a payday for sin. Now, I want you to hear me right here. This one here gets a lot of people. Because when you get snared by sin, even after you are saved, what is one of the number one results of sin? Guilt. Guilt. You get your life in a mess, and I mean, you really get snared. And you get embarrassed, and you'll leave church and won't go back because you're embarrassed because that crowd knows you and they know what you did. The devil's lying to you and say they'll never, hey, some may not, but I promise you this, if you'll come, God will forgive you, and there is a crowd to help you get back in the race. Amen? But you're going to find out, friend, that guilt hangs around. That's right. People are out of church because they're guilty. They don't want to face it. Don't want to think about it. They got snared by sin. Amen. Hey, preacher, you have just preached all I know. But this is what God's been putting in my heart today. God has blessed us at Gateway. I'm thankful for His presence. I'm thankful for everyone here. But I know this, we've got a real enemy out there. And we got old rotten flesh that we're living in every day. And we've got to be careful. Amen? Hey, I don't want to become a casualty. I don't want to become one of the notches on the devil's belt. Do you? I want to do right, want to finish right. They lead because they're not saved. They're not scripturally sound. They're seduced. Some of them snared. Oh, friend, listen, a lot goes on. We covered up a lot of ways, but we're just looking at the very facts tonight. I'm going to tell you something. I'm serving God. I love my brothers and sisters across. I love you, and I love other churches and other preachers. But I'm telling you, I'm serving God because I love the Lord. I love Him. That's why I preach. That's why I do what I do. Because I'm going to tell you something. And you better understand this. You can be liked, but there's also those times that you fall out of favor with people. And it don't take much. It really don't. And you better understand if you're going to stay in this thing that you're just going to have to love the Lord with all your heart and just dedicate yourself to Him and pray for the rest of along the journey, but you keep going for yourself. Amen. I've tried my best to preach today what God's been giving me. I pray you receive it. I pray you put it in your heart, especially this right here tonight. Right now, you don't have a notion in your head about taking off. At least I don't reckon you do. It ain't there. But there can come a day. There can come a day. And I promise you something. You better be real sure before you take off from a fundamental church. You better be real sure before you do something like that. Real sure. Because you're going to get in a mess. I've seen too many. Their families busted all to pieces because they thought they'd go somewhere else. They didn't really like a lot of stuff. Because here's the bottom line. 99% of people leave church is not over a doctrinal issue. It ain't over what the Bible says. It's over what they want. It's what they want. And it gets you in trouble. Amen. Father, take the message, use it for thy glory. I've tried my best in this day to be your preacher. Lord, to be obedient in delivering the word of God. And I pray, help us all. Lord, I'm no better. And Lord God, help me. Help me, oh Lord, I beg in my family. Lord, keep a hedge about us. Lord, keep a hedge about our church family. Lord, the devil, Lord's a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, have your way, and we'll thank and praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Is there someone here tonight? Say, preacher, I'm lost. I'm not saved. Would you pray for me tonight, preacher? I need the Lord. I'm lost without God. Is there anybody like that tonight? Being honest, thank you. Somebody else, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm lost. I admit that. Ain't no need of playing about it. I'm lost. Maybe you're a child of God, and boy, the old flesh, devil, and the worlds we've been preaching about, they has just absolutely been a hammering, been a tempting, been a pulling and putting pressure on you. And you're going to be also say, preacher, pray for me. I am right there, the devil and all the imps of hell fighting me right now. Pray that I'll stay right with God where God wants. Amen. There ain't no shame in that. I'm telling you, there's help for you. It's that crowd don't ever think they need, oh, they're the ones in danger. When you know I'm under the gun, I'm under the pressure right now from the flesh and the devil and the world, you can get some help. And the Lord will help you tonight. Let's stand tonight. What are we singing, Brother Tim? My all on the all. Okay. You need to come, you come on. Pray tonight. Let the Lord help you.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid.
Preacher, I'd count some about things that don't matter what they think. Ain't none of their business.
Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid?
That's right.
Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed.
Boy, our enemies
and have
are roaring
peace
line.
And sweet rest.
Oh, the line of the tribe of Judah is stronger than that line.
Body and soul.
Help your people, Lord. Help your
Would
people.
You walk with the Lord in the light of His Word and have peace and contentment always? You must do His sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar, your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart.
Oh, yes.
You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Who can tell of the love He will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made of the fellowship sweet we shall share at His feet. When our all on the altar is laid, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Heads are about eyes are closed just for a moment. And we'll finish up. Pray you've been obedient to the Lord tonight. I've tried just to preach what the Lord's given me today. I never enjoy preaching some types of message. Some thrill my heart when you deal with salvation, the goodness of God. But you know what? We have to have this to keep us out of the ditch line. Keep us in our lane running for the glory of God. I promise you this. I preach today because I love you, church. That's why I've preached today. I love you. Want the best for you. Father, thank you now for this day. Thank you for these services. Lord, help us as we leave here. Help us be a stronger servant and soldier for thee. Thank you for all you've done in our hearts tonight. Lord, all you do, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.